Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, most holy God that we serve, Jesus Christ. We give him glory for a marvelous and wonderful day. We praise God for this is the day that the Lord has made. Shall continue to rejoice and be glad in him. What a mighty God we serve. That amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. Oh, thank God for opening our eyes and our ears, and thank God for blessing us to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. No matter what is going on in the cosmos, what is going on here at this hour, this day, this year, nevertheless, we must always remember that God is in control. He is omnipotent, omnipresent. As he said, casting all our cares upon him because he cares for us, told us to look to the hills, which cometh our help, realizing that our help cometh from him. And we got to realize that also in Romans 8:28 said, all things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. It may not look good, sound good, feel good, glory to God, but nevertheless, God has a way of working it for the good. Even in times of sorrow and disappointment and sorrow, glory to God, of disappointment, of things that people said, done, or things we may have done, and like the power of repentance, forgiveness, and in the midst of, glory to God, all of that, and hurt feelings, betrayal, or whatever, Jesus Christ has gone through everything that we can go through and be overcomers and triumphant, and gave us, glory to God, the Holy Spirit to be able to guide us and comfort us and lead us and teach us, if only we let him. So we have to make sure that we don't grieve him and override the Spirit, but trust in the Lord with all our heart and don't lean to our own understanding. In all our ways, continue to acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. And he said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. So many benefits in him, even if we delight ourselves in him. He said, he'll give us the desires of our heart. And then he said, if you have to learn to be still and know that he's God. And we got to make sure that no matter what goes on, have faith in the Lord, not in glory to God or what the enemy is trying to dictate to us and how he's trying to manipulate us. And even through the pain, sometimes that can manipulate us, our feelings and our emotions, and we miss God. So we got to remember, glory to God, who's in charge. And no matter how many times the enemy rear his ugly head and try to disappoint, he's all about destroying us and want to make sure we'll be added to those where hell is enlarging itself and it never was made for any of us. We have to make sure that, glory to God, we keep giving our cares and concerns back to the Lord in the midst of all the pain. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. My God reigns. My God reigns, my God reigns, thank you, Jesus, my God reigns, my God reigns, my God reigns. Is he reigning in your life, or are you allowing what you're going through, glory to God, to reign and to be manipulated by flesh, or are you allowing the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign in your life? He's the one, glory to God, with all the power, glory to God, to bless us and to take us through and to cause us to be overcomers, triumphant, and victorious. Or are we going to allow the enemy to continue to speak to our hearts and cause us to be disappointed and aggravated and agitated and responding to those things? We have to make sure, glory to God, that we are allowing the Holy Spirit to do the leading and guiding. And when we don't understand, be still and know that he's God. Stand still until his will is clear to us. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We're going to get ready now to open the lines in a few for the prayer warriors to pray with us. Praise the Lord. Pray, glory to God, in intercession and stand in the gap or in proxy of. We want to make sure that we're making ourselves available. There's been a lot of storming and raining and lightning. I didn't know for sure that we were going to be on tonight, but Nevertheless, the Lord bless and calm everything down in the last 45 minutes or so. So it might be 30, I don't know. But nevertheless, we're on. So we're going to carry out the duties until we say different. If so, when it gets out of where it's unbearable or to the point that, you know, we have some storms come this way or lightning and thunder, then, well, we'll let you know, and then we'll have to just release from the line. But until then, we're going to stand firm on tonight and carry out the mission that he's assigned to our hands. So we got to be on the wall to hold on and to stand firm and to be submitted in obedience to the Spirit of the Lord. Well, I'm going to give you this reading here, and then we have the scripture that's tied into it too as well. Then we're going to get ready for prayer. Amen. It says, after asking Jesus Christ into your heart, he now lives within you. You can now walk in the total confidence, knowing for sure that he is in you. Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself, Matthew 22:37-39. We need to always continue to abide in Jesus Christ by seeking him through prayer, secondly, fellowship with other believers where God is the center attention. We are the church. This should include praise and worship, time with him in his word and the Bible, telling others about him, what experience we have had with him witnessing. Praise and worship of the Lord, a time when he exalts God from our hearts. We can exalt God from our hearts. God desires an ongoing and growing relationship with us. This is the place in him you are to be from now on and not stray from Jesus Christ. Is our resting place in God. Finally, continue to believe in him. Trust in, lean on, rely on, and cleave to the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, growing in him. Proverbs 3:5-7. We bless the Lord. Glory to God for the reading tonight. Father, we do honor you tonight and give you glory, for truly this is the day. Every day is the Lord's day. We bless you and we honor you for being a part of the kingdom of God at such a time as this, and also bless you again for blessing us to have life, health, and strength and activity of our limbs, glory to God, even in this hour. A sound mind, a mind to serve you, a mind to glorify you. God, we thank you, God, for a heart, glory to God, after you. God, we want to get into a place that we'll be like that deer when he pant after the water brook, so does our heart panteth after thee, O Lord. We want to be in a place over there where we can say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in our mouth. Don't let it be lip service, but God, really from the heart. God, we ask you to forgive us for every offense, every transgression against your word. We ask you now, glory to God, to deal with our hearts the most. We cast every care upon you. Lord, help us, God, to keep focus, God, to keep our eyes focused on you, looking to you as the author and the finish of our faith, not leaning to the left or the right, laying aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. God, we want to get to a place that we learn to worship. Don't be so distracted by everything that's going on through all this sickness and the disease, the murder and the killing, the disappointment, the anguish, the betrayal, glory to God, and the everything, glory to God, that the enemy is throwing at us, even through grief and sorrow and all the things he's doing, glory to God, even in the families and in homes and in businesses and ministries, that all the enemy will use that for the cause us to be, glory to God, less focused on you and more tuned into watching what's going on around us. And then we start speaking and decreeing and declare what he wants instead of what the word is saying. God, help us to keep, glory to God, our eyes focused on you and your word. Get in our spirits, man, so that we can be able to speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord and have the faith to know, glory to God, no matter what goes on. Glory to God, we believe your report. We believe you're going to bring us through and bring us out, that this too shall pass. We believe in that you're going to work it all out for the good, even when it looks like, glory to God, it's chaotic. And glory to God, everything is bombarding us. So when it looks like, glory to God, how can I get through this? Am I going to live through this? Can I, glory to God, breathe through this? Can I focus through that? Am I going to lose my mind in this? No matter what, glory to God. And that causes, glory to God, us to not to lose faith in what your word is saying. So, God, we're asking you right now to help us through this time. You told us all about what the enemy is going to do, but you told us that you're going to give us that abundant life, glory to God, if we stay in tune and stay, glory to God, in your word and stay, glory to God, in submission and obedience to your word. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the covenant. Help us to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. We love you today and appreciate and adore you and worship you. God, we pray right now, glory to God, that you will bless in the midst of us, God, all that is going on in the body of Christ right about this time. God, we're asking you, God, to bless, God, that there will be some healing and there will be some repentance and there will be some conviction. Oh, God, there will be a turning, glory to God, away from the things of the world that's tempting so many to get caught up in prestige and power struggles and money and glory to God, recognition and all of this foolishness and all the things that the enemy is trying to do to get people to build up a kingdom down here. When you told us that we're passers-by, we're foreigners here, we're transitioning here, but we're having a purpose and an assignment here, glory to God, on earth. God, help us not to lose sight on that. God, you want us to be blessed. You want us to be prosperous. You want us, glory to God, to possess things, glory to God, but you don't want those things possessing us. You want us to have a mindset, glory to God, to seek first the kingdom of God, all his righteousness, to be in a place to be a witness, to be a light, to be, glory to God, a light on the hill, to be, glory to God, about kingdom business, to win the lost, glory to God, to be in a place that we're transitioning from flesh over into the spirit, man, glory to God, and being an example, glory to God, being, glory to God, in a position that when you want to use these vessels, God, unto your honor, unto your glory, it won't be contaminated, that the fruit on this tree, glory to God, will be a fruit, glory to God, that's going to glorify you, it's going to magnify, glory, be magnified in us and in the earth realm, that people will know that our God is still on the throne. He's still saving, he's still delivering, he's still healing. God, we are praying, glory to God, hallelujah, for doors that have been opened and allowed demonic forces to come in that cause people to get rebellious and glory to God, and hard-hearted, and cause, glory to God, even in the body of Christ to act like the world and cause them, glory to God, to lose sight and lose focus, becoming bitter and being busybodies and sowing discord. And God, these things are not of you, and you said, let it not be a name among us. God, I pray right now for the body, God, that it'll be a spirit, glory to God, to get to a place I humble myself and say, God, it is me standing in need of prayer. Oh, I made the error. I made the mistake, not days later, months later, years later, but immediately when error is taking place and things are not in line. And you said to examine ourselves daily, to make sure that we're in the faith that you said in Corinth. God, help us to get back to that place where so many have lost sight on it because of pain and agony or disappointment, or some just because of selfishness, some because of greed, some because, glory to God, hallelujah, the lack of knowledge or just caught up in themselves and selfishness. God, I'm praying, glory to God, against pride and high-minded rebellions and things, glory to God, when people were running and walking as you have called them to do. Oh, ye did run well. Who did hinder you? God, we are praying for a change. We're praying for deliverance in the name of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, for people's heart to be turned back to you. Oh, my people which are called by my name will humble themselves. Oh, and pray, glory to God, repent, turn from their wicked ways and allow you to come in, glory to God. Hallelujah. Allow them, allow you to heal the land, to heal whatever's broken in them and whatever's going on in them. God, we thank you, Lord God, for you being our advocate. And thank you, Lord God, that we can call upon your name and your answer. You said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. God, we come against denial and justify spirit. Why I did this, that, and the other. Oh, whether it was my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, the preacher, this one did this to me and that one did that. I was raped and incest. This happened and that happened. Oh, glory to God. Somebody, glory to God, in a marriage or relationship, this went wrong and that went wrong. And my best friend did this, that, and the other. Or someone worked with me in the gospel and this happened and that. God, it was not you. It was the enemy. God, we are praying for healing for those, glory to God, to allow you to come in and heal in those places so they won't be a part-time lover of God. Oh, then got converted and then got to go over to receive the Holy Spirit, but still won't let you to come in and heal and deliver. Those places they won't let you go in and do operation on it and cleanse and what operating over to God, not at the full potential of what God wants, because they hadn't let go of this or hadn't let go of in denial about the pain and pushing things back. God, we are praying, glory to God, for some that even in leadership that are hurting the body of Christ because they are healers. They could be a wounded healer, but they're still wounded and need a healing. Ha, baba, check out on the mosa. Hallelujah. God, we are praying, glory to God, for change, transformation. We are praying, glory to God, for an awakening. Scales to come off the eyes, unstopped ears in the name of Jesus. We come against rebellion when the word comes. Glory to God, rebel against that. Receive this, but I don't want to receive that when the word comes. We're praying, glory to God, in the name of Jesus for a change. God, whether it be in leadership or whether it be in the pews, glory to God, whatever it may be in the body, we're praying for healing and a change. We're praying, glory to God, for an awakening to come and humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. You said you will do the exalting. Too many trying to exalt themselves. Too many trying to, glory to God, get the blessing, glory to God, but won't allow the blesser, the creator, to come in and recreate or come in and heal and deliver and set free in the name of Jesus. Unforgiveness running rapid in the body of Christ, glory to God, like cancer. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, for humility and praying for, glory to God, admitting and submitting and commitment in the name of Jesus. Oh, I needed a washing, glory to God, a cleansing. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And once you done brought us out, help us to celebrate what you've done, but still hunger and thirst for more of you. Don't allow the enemy to bring us back into places that you've already taken us out. Don't allow people in their mouths and our feelings and the devil playing a take back over and trying to make it look like a glory to God. After God then forgave you, then he want to play the take back. And, well, I remember when, and it wasn't like this, and when something go wrong, the devil is a lie. It's time to move forward. And we believe, glory to God, he is God and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Glory to God, and we believe by faith, he said in his word, glory to God, that he'll deliver, and glory to God, he'll cleanse. As far as east is from the west, they don't meet. Hallelujah. It'll be thrown in the spirit, in the sea of forgetfulness, and it'll be thrown, glory to God. Hallelujah. There where he'll forgive. God, we're asking you, Lord God, to help us to allow you to come in and believe your report concerning us, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. But God, we're also, glory to God, praying for those that will let go and let go, glory to God. God, come in and heal them from the brokenheartedness and from those, glory to God, that injured them, from those, glory to God, that betrayed them, for those, glory to God, that left them, for those, glory to God, hallelujah, that walked out on them, for those, glory to God, that may have left through death or might have been left, glory to God, walking out of a marriage or relationship or a business deal or out of ministry. Sometimes, glory to God, we get so caught up, glory to God, because this one was in my life, or whether it was in ministry, whether it was in their home, or whether it was in, glory to God, a partner, whether it was somebody that was a partner in glory in business, and sometimes they don't get over glory how they were hurt, felt that you portrayed me, and maybe it was. However, the same God yesterday, today, forevermore came in, glory to God, to wash all that away, to cleanse, glory to God, to deliver. Let him do his job. Let the Holy Spirit do his job. God, we got to let go and let God. Too much unforgiveness and trying to do ministry over it, trying to work a marriage over it, trying to work over our relationships over it, trying to work over the God business over it, trying to do some things over that when all of this is eating at them. And glory to God, the next person they see that have any kind of signs or anything the enemy shows them, next thing you know, glory to God, they're treating that person indifferent, or they're, glory to God, angry or frustrated. God, we're asking you, Lord God, for us not to be ignorant of Satan's devices, because you said you'll not have us to, but some people are denying, even when God shows them some things. We're praying, glory to God, for the body. There will be a change. There will be, glory to God, healing. There will be deliverance. There will be people awaken us and recognize what we're here for, that we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in pride and high places. Glory to God. Glory to God, through the spirit of the enemy comes to divide, and glory to God, to destroy. You said a kingdom, a house divided against itself cannot stand. You said the wrath of man, as you said in James, does not work the righteousness of God. We can't go over to God trying to rebel and get things and pay back. God, you said vengeance is yours. God, all of this stuff is just flesh on parade, doing as the world do. And you said, go over to God, we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. There's got to be a change. There's got to be a change in the heart and the mind. We got to get to a place of letting go and letting God, and allow him to heal us and walk in forgiveness and go, be able to worship him, to praise, to get that word in us and let that word cleanse us, get that word to give us that strength, get that word, glory to God, so we can be able to speak and decree what thus said the Lord. When the enemy comes in like a flood, then you'll raise up that standard. We have to have the word in us so, glory to God, we can have the faith and the trust, glory to God, so when the enemy comes in saying this and that, glory to God, we can combat him with the word in the name of Jesus. You said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. We're to walk in the peace of God. You said, follow peace with all men if possible. God, we need you like never before. In the midst of, glory to God, the lonely hours, in the midst, glory to God, in those times when there's nobody but me and you. Hallelujah. We've got to be true to ourselves and true to you. because you know all things. No matter how many times people masquerade and put faces on and do whatever and go out like they were in work release and come back, glory to God, overwhelmed and overpowered by the voices and the things and can't sleep and can't rest, going through insomnia and glory to God, getting back up and putting the mask back on and going back to work and going back to ministry, going back to trying to do a family, a marriage or whatever. God, awakening, awakening. God, we are praying, glory to God, for healing in the body. Healing in the body. Bind up every satanic and demonic force that whispering and saying all kinds of things. Even some, glory to God, about to lose their sanity, glory to God, for overwhelmed with things because they haven't let go and let God. Ah, sometimes when God had moved, when people think they ought to move, then glory to God, they're angry and frustrated with God secretly, and hallelujah, God already know, but you're pretending and acting, oh, I'm going to get through this. And then sometimes people are already out doing great works and glory to God, doing great exploits for the Lord, but all inside, they're all tore up and bitter and glory to God, frustrated. Lord, release, going out, glory to God, doing a great thing, coming back all bound up. We come against those foolishness and that spirit that glory to God, got people tied up and bound up. Enemies having a field day. Oh, glory to God, I haven't given up on God, but you have to turn around and allow yourself to allow him to fill you up with him in the name of Jesus. So the enemy has a way to fight and fight and fight. After a while, you let you stay in denial and justify. Next thing you know, you've been slow walk you right on out into hell in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, I have you just enough to get by. Saved, glory to God, and filled with the Spirit of the Lord, but don't have any peace and don't have no joy. Coasting along. Oh, we don't want to be like a ship without a sail. We got to walk hot, shake, hey, bed elbow, shut up. Oh, walk with the joy of the Lord being our strength. The peace of God, to have a peace that passes all understanding in the midst of these crises, because this too shall pass. We're not going to stay in the winter season the whole time. There is going to be a springtime, a summertime, and it's going to grow by be a change of seasoning, but we can't allow the enemy to have us entrapped, hallelujah, and snared, glory to God, and then we're sending off these little poison toxins back to other people, spreading, glory to God, that toxin, glory to God, to others in the name of Jesus. Oh, we got to give an account, but let us, glory to God, put the enemy to flight. Bring this flesh under subjection. Stop eating out the flesh part, hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Get our eyes off of what everybody else is doing or what they're not doing. There's no time for no eyeball convention. This time now, glory to God, hallelujah, put our eyes on the Lord and seek him first. Glory to God. Seek him while he's near. Yes, Shiva. Glory to God. So, God, I'm praying for the healing and deliverance and binding up every voice and every demonic force, glory to God, hallelujah, that's come to hinder and hold us back. And even that flesh, glory to God, got to give an account. Glory to God. We, as the human, glory to God, side of us, we got to come in alignment so we can come into that transformed spirit of the Holy Spirit, of the Word of God, of Jesus Christ. So, glory, I give thee spirit to spirit. So, glory, when we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. Ah, glory, no weapons, no matter how long it's been formed or how long it's been there, in the name of Jesus, it's not going to prosper. Don't give the enemy no room and no help, glory to God, to hold us in captivity. Make sure, glory to God, we're doing everything that we're supposed to do, and we're not working, trying to work two sides. Because he said in his word, glory to God, oh, we can't serve no two masters. Either you're going to love one or hate the other, in the name of Jesus. Can't eat off no two tables. And the glory to God, you're going to be known by the fruit that's, glory to God, by the tree, by the fruit that's on that tree. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we are asking you, Lord God, to help us. Let it not be, glory to God, hallelujah, that it said, ye did run well. Who did hinder you? Glory to God. Lay aside every sin and every way. But in the meantime, know who we are and whose we are and stand fast and hold fast. So we are praying, glory to God, that it definitely will be a time of change in the body, a unity and a coming together and forgiveness and love and peace and joy. And we will walk in the authority and be a force to be reckoned with against the powers of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We'll not be a POW, a prisoner of war. We'll not be a MIA, a missing in action. We're not going to be KIA, glory to God, killed in action just because we were out of place. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We're going to be in tune and, glory to God, be able to walk, glory to God, bold soldiers in the Lord, walk in epistles, glory to God. We might be the only Bible somebody read. What are they reading? What are they seeing? How is our life living, glory to God, that caused them, glory to God, to be salted, to want more of what we have, and want to know who we are serving, and to want to know how we got through this or how we got out of this. God, I'm asking you right now to help us, to open our eyes and open our ears and be able to see the tricks of the enemy, because he's all about deception and make it look real good and and put you in a good mood to go to hell. Glory to God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us get off of Hollywood Boulevard, some of those that are on, and get on that path of the straight and narrow, of the anointing of Holy Ghost Boulevard. God, we love you today. We appreciate you today. We adore you today. We're going to keep praying as change keep taking place. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Most High God. He is worthy to be praised. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, he shall be praised. Ah, God, thank you for those that are using their gifts to the glory of God. Thank you for those, glory to God, hallelujah, that say they're going to stay on the wall and they're not going to take down. Thank you for those, glory to God, hallelujah, are determined, glory to God, to keep walking in holiness and righteousness. Thank you for those, glory to God, that are being a witness and being a light. Thank you for those, glory to God, even through the storm, they're standing on the promises of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the intercessors, glory to God. Hallelujah, in the midst of all, the preachers, the teachers, glory to God, though, the ones that are walking, glory, and ministers of hell, whatever, we just glorify you and magnify you. Certainly you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I glorify you and magnify you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name. We're going to get ready to open the line, praise God, for the warriors to come on. And as the Lord bless, hallelujah, for how he's been dealing with them through the Spirit of the Lord this week concerning those things that we pray about. And even if there's something that we even need to go back and go back over, and even more than one may pray about something heavy that God put on their heart concerning the things that are going on right now in our nation, what's going on, hallelujah, in the government, what's going on, hallelujah, with on our homes, what's happening with the youth, what's going on in the church. However, we are believing God. The more prayer, the more power, the more the anointing, the more we're going to see as we walk in unity together, a great and mighty move of God in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Mother McCormick, are you online? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Okay,
can
then.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. You go ahead and pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
While we come this afternoon, just want to say thank you for another day. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for our life, our health, and our strength. Father, we thank you, God, for just being so merciful and being so kind and so good. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to look on us right now, God, and forgive us for all our many sins. Father, we pray, Lord God, for your people all over the world, everywhere, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord God, for making ways out of no way, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for just food on our table, clothes on our back, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for a roof over our head, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that shed that precious blood back on Calvary Cross. Father, we thank you for your spirit, Lord God. We thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for our mind to want to call on your holy and righteous name. Because we realize, Heavenly Father, God, that without you, we are nothing tonight, Lord. And so, God, we give it all to you this afternoon, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for how you kept us, Lord God, even though the storm was coming through. But, God, how we learned to open up our mouth and speak to the storm, Father. And, Father God, as we speak through the natural storm, God, help us to speak through the spiritual storm. God, help us, Lord God, to be able to learn how to speak to these things when these things come upon us, God. Help us to learn how to speak it and how to act on it and how to exercise it, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know, God, there's nothing too hard that you can't do. Lord, we know, God, that you sent your word into this world, God, that we'd be able to have that word, God, to be able to use your word, speak that word, and declare the things that we need, God. Father God, we just want to say thank you right now, God. Lord, we pray that you'll keep us in our right state of mind, God, because so many, Lord God, just don't understand and don't know how and what way to go. But God, let them know, God, that you is a healer and you is a deliverer, God, and that whatever they need, God, that we can call on the name of Jesus. And Lord God, let them know, Heavenly Father, God, the things that we are going through, God, we can receive things down here on this earth as well as when we die and leave this earth. This is a time now that we can receive the things that you have already done for us. Because, God, you have already done everything that you're going to do for your people. And now is the time that we speak to these things. You said that we had not because we asked not. And, God, sometimes we ask and amiss. So, God, you want us to speak to these things. You want us to declare these things that's going on in the world today, God. And so, God, we just want to humble ourselves. We just want to call on your name because you are so merciful. You are so kind. And, God, we pray for the mind. We pray for the mind of people, Lord God. We pray that you will touch people that's going through different problems and different situations and different things that's going on in this world today, God. Because we know that you know all about the situation right now, Father God. And we cry out to you, Lord God, and we give it all to you tonight, God. Because you are the one that's working out the situation. You told us in the word, God, to trust in you, God, at all times. You told us to look to the hills from which coming our help. And we know all our help comes from you this afternoon. So, God, we just want to say thank you, God. We pray, Lord God, that we will be able to carry out, Lord God. We'll be able to help our sisters and brothers and when they are going through situation, God, that we'll be able to encourage one another, God, to let them know that everything will be all right if they just only just trust you, if they just only just look to you and get their minds focused and call on you, Lord God. Let them realize, Heavenly Father God, you are the one that we need to learn how to cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. And we know, God, that you care for. We know that you're working a situation out right now, Father. God, we pray, Lord, for people, Lord God, that's struggling, people that's going through different problems and different situations where they might not have the things that they desire to have. But, God, let them know they can get you. And if they get you in their life, they have everything that they need. And they can call on the name of Jesus. We know there's power in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we just want to thank you this afternoon, God. We just want to thank you, and we pray, God. We just pray right now, God, that you are Lord, God, to let them know, God, to trust in you, to keep their mind on you, to keep their eyes looking to you, Lord. You say, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. And so, God, let them know, God, that their help, all their help is coming from you on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we love you, God. We appreciate you, God. Continue, Lord God, to have mercy on your people, God. Continue to let them know, God, that you're working it out as we pray for one another. You're working the situation out. But we are people that have to learn how to wait on you, how to trust you. You may not come right then, but you'll come. You will come. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God, and we go through trials and tribulations. Help us to cast all our cares on you. Help us to call on your name, seek your face, and look to you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. We praise you, Lord God, for your people. We pray right now for your people all over the world, God. Lord, we just thank you right now. We pray for the mind, God. The mind is what we need to be renewed, God. Our mind needs to be renewed each and every day that we will be able to have a mind of Christ to lift up clean and holy hands, to be able to walk in the newness of you, God, to realize, God, that you know what we need. You know the condition that we need. All they got to do is just continue to trust you. And, God, we thank you right now. We thank you. We pray right now. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. Because we know, God, you sent your son. You sent him in this world, God. He's done all he's going to do, God. You've done all you're going to do. Now it's time for us to step out in faith. It's time for us to tell people that you are the answer. You are the answer for everything that they need. You are the one that can open doors. You are the one that can work situation out. So, God, we thank you, Lord, right now, Lord. The word of God said, but those who wait on the Lord, just wait and have, the Bible said, Isaiah 40 and 31 said, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. So help us to learn to wait on you. And while we're waiting on you, help us not to just be sitting. Help us to be able to be doing something as we wait on you. Being able to encourage somebody. Be able to love somebody. Be able to let somebody know that it ain't going to be like this always. Things will change if you just keep your faith. If you just walk by faith and not by sight, you're not going to see everything. You got to have that faith and to believe God is able to deliver you out of your situation, out of your problems, out of your sickness that you might be going through. God will heal. God already healed. Just take that faith step. Just take that walk of faith step and just believe like the woman with the issue of blood did, how she pressed her way. Just press your way. This is a time we got to press our way. The woman pressed her way. She couldn't see it. She didn't know how it was going to happen, but she pressed until she got that healing. It was a long time before it came, but she waited on God. She waited on her healing, and she took it, and she got it. And so, God, we thank you right now, God, for what you're doing. So I just want to say thank you right now, God, because everything is not going to come when we desire for it to come, but it will come, and we thank you for it right now. And so, Father God, when I'm done in prayer, I can't pray no more. This I ask all in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Glory be unto the mighty God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We've got several people in the line, but some of our prayer warriors haven't came on yet. But Bethesda Cheryl, would you take the next prayer? Evangelist Cheryl, are you still there? Evidently not. She's there, but she's not answering. Father, in Jesus' name, we do honor you tonight, and we want to pray for our youth, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you now for those or the seeds that you have given unto us. We're asking you, Lord God, to move in a miraculous way, and we're asking you, Lord God, to bless the name of Jesus. Bless those, Lord God, that are giving their lives already and desiring to make a difference by being used for your glory. God, we are praying that you will strengthen them. The world is pulling on them, and sometimes the peer pressure is trying to pull them away from living a life that's according to your word. We're asking you, Lord God, to bless in a miraculous way and strengthen them that they may be able to stand, cancel every assignment of the enemy that's just trying to destroy their lives or trying to entice them, glory to God, through all kind of lustful spirits and other things, glory to God, and some being bullied and others, glory to God, being oppressed by certain things that being said to them. But I'm praying that you strengthen them. I'm praying for the body of Christ and for them to have a good foundation at their church and at their homes, that God, we as parents, also as ministers, keep our ears open so we can pray for those seeds and those ones, glory to God, that are in the body that the enemy is trying to steal their gifts and lure them out, glory to God. They got talents for various things, whether it's in the music feel or whether there's other things, glory to God, that they have great talents in and the enemy wants to use it for the world. We ask you, Lord God, to bless in the body and in the churches and in the home to encourage them to keep them built up. And God, we're praying that even good teachers will be in their lives and instructors and those that were not there to bring any harm or anything to them, but we pray for their minds. Pray for them having a desire to hold fast. Pray for them to have good friendship and fellowship and God, so they can keep growing and they can be, glory to God, not just say for the future, but even affect those that are around them. And not only just the youth and other youth, but God, even you making a difference even for some of these youth that are affecting their parents or affecting the lives, glory to God, or other people when they're seeing their life living, that it even drawing even some of the elders, glory to God, and seniors and other ones into Christ or back to the Lord. So, God, we know they have a purpose and a plan. God, we're praying that you will bless and open doors and they get scholarships and other things for us, those that are in school and those that may be out of school and already graduate for good jobs and whatever, and for those that may not even went there, well, you can use their talents and their gifts to open doors for them, continue to encourage them. We pray for the other part of the youth, glory to God, that the enemy has had their mind all twisted and caught up, glory to God, in the cares of this life and caught up in gang banging, and some, glory to God, have at young ages getting caught up in initiation and doing and murder and drive-bys and doing other things, and some just want to get up caught up in the bling-bling and the money and all this that the world is offering and stuff that the enemy is using it for through pornography and other stuff that the enemy is taking some of our youth through human trafficking and homosexuality and messing some of their minds up with some of the stuff that's going on with bullying and causing suicides and causing them to have thoughts, glory to God, that they can't function in school and they're not getting the support they need at home, and some they're not opening up because of fear. Some have been raped, and glory to God, and some been pulling the chain on some of them and changing their lives, whether it be male or female, and some things, glory to God, they're just caught up with the wrong crowd and they've got rebellious or stubborn or what. So many challenges that we couldn't even imagine even at our age at that time until we were grown, that some of them are dealing with those crises from elementary on up through high school to college. God, we're asking you, Lord, in this last day and time of all the stuff the enemy pulling out, all the stops, God, in the things that can be sitting right there in their own home, and some of these games that are enticing them through witchcraft or enticing them through lust, or lust, glory to God, for this and lust for that, all glory to God, and some of the things they're watching and seeing and causing them to get caught up in the wrong direction and getting caught up in causing their lives to get cut short or causing them to be in prison, glory to God, and getting caught up, glory to God, to be in these little situations where causing them to have a name behind themselves that they can't even fight to get out of that because they were with the wrong crowd or wrong person at that, and now even the instructors and everybody else that they're in school causing them, glory to God, to just be labeled. God, we're asking you, Lord God, for deliverance. We're asking you, Lord, for help. We cancel every assignment of the enemy. Bind him up and command him to loose his hold off of their minds, those, glory to God, that he's causing to try to entice them to do things. And just one night, one day, one hour, glory to God, one bad decision turned their whole lives around, or either caused them to have delays and things that they could have had, could have walked right in, or causing them, glory to God, to do some things and lost their scholarship, or lost, glory to God, on some privileges, or lost out on a job, or lost out, glory to God, on things, glory to God, or making decisions that cost the lives of other people because they were in a gang, but could have been in a car at that time with the wrong people, or get caught up in a robbery, get caught up texting, get caught up one day, one night, one moment, Lord, a bad decision. God, we come against every voice that come in their minds that cause them to do things, glory to God, that are contrary to the will of the Lord. God, we pray, glory to God, against those that the spirits of the enemy that cause suicidal spirits that have them oppressed, depressed, suppressed, glory to God, all caught up and mixed up and confused. The devil is alive. Loose them now in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying for good mentors in their lives. We are praying for them not to have a spirit of rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience to parents, and glory to God, and for those that are in authority, we come against those kinds of spirits, even some that have been trained well in their homes but got caught up in some things. God, even some, glory to God, that don't have that in their homes, that's caused them to just open the door like cattle, glory to God, going out to graze and come back, hallelujah, in the house and go to bed. The devil is a liar. All kinds of other things, glory to God, they've been opened up to because parents are not in place. Some may be overworking, glory to God, trying to keep food on the table or try to whatever. Others is just the fact that they out there trying to live a life like a young person too. Or they out there, glory to God, got a bitter taste in their mouth against their children because of this, that, and the other, or because of the other parent, or because of things are not going well. Some been sitting up in the homes that they're being abused, and some been left out of their homes and put in other homes, and glory to God, all kind of bizarre things are happening to them, and people just taking the money. God, we are praying, pull the covers off of these things, even for those that are doing wrong. Whether God put them in a place where their lives will go, but that God will not be lost, and they won't be abused and bitter, and then now they're out there doing things over to God because they're retaliating because of what they're feeling, what they've been through in their homes, or what they've been through in school, or what they've been through in life, or whatever situation that occurred. God, we believe in you that you'll save our youth. Awaken them out of their sleep as well. God, we're praying for people to come in their path, glory to God, to save, feel the Holy Spirit, glory to God, with wisdom, how to deal with them on their level, not coming to take from them or not coming to manipulate them, not coming to steal from them in the name of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, for even people that, glory to God, that around them might even have good morals and good intentions, but they will be able to build and encourage and give them a mindset to want to make it in life and to want to strive for better, to want to get an education, to want to do better, glory to God, want to come out of those things. Don't have to be manipulated with people controlling their lives and their minds in the name of Jesus. Don't have to feel like they got to succumb to everything. They're feeling weak, and then sometimes when they get so full, they get rebellious, and then next thing you know, they're doing everything, glory to God, to fight in the name of Jesus, just to stay afloat. God, we ask you for change. We're believing for change. God, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Give them a mind to want to be saved and to deliver. God, help some of those that are just full of anger and frustration and bitter and hatred because they've been abused and they done gone through some things. And then sometimes they can't see their way out. Some, glory to God, are just watching their family struggle. So it makes them, glory to God, want to be enticed to go out there and do something else because they don't want to live like that. God, whatever trick the enemy has pulled and whatever tricks he is pulling, whatever deception is out there, God, we are praying for deliverance. We are praying for a change. We're praying for a cry out for, glory to God, to the right person. God, give them wisdom, God, who to talk to. And God, put some people in their path, glory to God, that will help in the name of Jesus. Oh, we believe in you, glory to God, that the adversary will not steal our youth, God. There's too many things that is going on now. We're hearing, glory to God, that every day, day and night, oh, about how the enemy is snatching them up. God, we believe in you for a change. And even for those that have lost their identity, they don't know, glory to God. They've been hurt or they've been through some, or introduced to something through drugs or through a good feeling or whatever. And now I don't know whether I'm a boy or a girl. I don't know, glory to God. Maybe I'm both or whatever. Using that, glory to God, for now just for an escapism because of pain or this, that, and all. And some just for pleasure, the blood of Jesus. Some things the enemy just plant people in situations and things in their head to just cause other ones to stumble and fall. God, but we're asking you, Lord, to help. God, we're praying for deliverance. We are praying, glory to God, by faith in Jesus Christ, that this will, glory to God, change. And there will be, glory to God, a deliverance. And there will be generational curses and whatever else kind of spirits that the enemy has placed out there to try to keep them bound up and make them think that they can't come out and there will be a change. But nothing's too hard for God. All things are possible. And you told us to pray and pray without ceasing. We are praying and believing, glory to God, change is coming. We cancel every demonic and satanic voice, glory to God, and voice that came up, glory to God, to steal, glory to God, whether it be through abandonment or whether it be through abortion or abuse or accidents or whether it come, glory to God, from heartache and addiction or adultery or anxiety or angry or animosity or whatever, glory to God, the devil is a liar. We are praying, glory to God, for those that even backslid and whatever that is, that the enemy's got to loose his hold off of them in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, glory to God, against pride and high-mindedness. Whatever it is, the devil is a liar. God, we are speaking, glory to God, a heart after God, a heart, glory to God, that want to be saved, want to be delivered, want to be set free. We pray for some peace of mind, for some joy, for some awareness, and know, glory to God, they can have some hope, and there can be a change, and they don't have to stay the same in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying, glory to God, through the power of the name of Jesus Christ, that, glory to God, that you heal and deliver and set free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Even for forgiveness and that unforgiveness, because this, glory to God, eating the heart of things maybe already done or came out of the enemy trying to make them feel like they can't change, they can't come out of this or whatever it is. I bless you, Lord, that you're going to bless them and change is going to take place in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. The system went down just for a minute. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Evangelist Cheryl, did you come back online?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Praise God. Just listening.
Well, we're going to leave the door open now for you to pray as the Lord put place upon your heart to pray.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you. I just bless you. I magnify you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise. First of all, Lord, we want to ask you to forgive us for our sins and our shortcomings. Blot out our iniquities and transgression, Father, and let it not be named once among us. We're thanking you tonight, God, for just being able to come together and to gather, oh God. With everything that goes on in the world, we're thanking you that we can still take time out and just be still before you. You said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. So we want to come together. We're touching and agreeing on all the prayer requests from Mother Willette, Father, and from the prophetess, oh God. We're thanking you for their ministry. I'm thanking you also right now for the weekend that you gave me. Even though I had such a pain in my shoulder and in my neck, I thank you that you healed it. I thank you I didn't have to wake up this morning and take no painkillers, and I'm praising you for it, oh God. I thank you because I know it was nothing but the hand of the Lord. You said you sent your word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for allowing me to get Deborah to school, and even though she might have had some upset coming back on the bus today, was able to counsel her through it, oh God. Her brother was able to counsel her through it. I thank you I was able to go over and get my mail last week, and the inspector came, and Lord, I was sitting here before I called in and calling from different places, and I'm just trusting you and believing you for favor with God and man. I have some interview set up, and I'm praying that you go before me. God, I don't want to jump from the fire to the frying pan, from the frying pan to the fire. I want you to lead and guide me in the way that I should go. You said, be not as the mule that don't have any understanding, that must be guided with bit and bridle. So I'm asking you beforehand. I'm asking you to show me the way to go and open the doors that you have for me to open and close those you don't want me to go down. I thank you for keeping and sparing my life, the lives of my four children, Desmond, Janier, Brianna, and Deborah. And I'm thanking you for my grandchildren right now. Jazzy, I'm thanking you. I was able to spend time with her and her father this weekend out of the blue. He just said, Mom, I want to treat you. I want to take you out. I want to show you that I appreciate you. And God, it couldn't have came at a better time when I was feeling so physically down. And that medicine, it just healed me, God. That love just healed me and your word. You said you sent your word and healed them and deliver them from all their destruction. I thank you, Lord, for Prophetess BJ, as she continue to bless her, continue to bless her ministry, her family, Father God. Even though the funeral and the services are over, I'm still, they have times of sadness and grief, and I'm asking you to just encourage their heart, encourage this family, Lord, and lift her up. And look on, oh God, Mother will let whatever her needs are, whatever she's standing in the need of, God, continue to bless her as she's such an inspiration and encouragement to so many others. I'm just thanking you and praising you right now. We're giving you glory, honor, and praise. I'm thanking you for Debbie telling me she got a report card, and even though she wasn't there that long, it was some pretty good things on it, and I'm thanking you. I'm thanking you for the evaluation that we had last week. I'm thanking you that I'm on point with the things I need to do for her. Now, Lord, as I'm trying to go out this week and go to this program to see if I can get back on my feet at work, I'm asking you, work that out. Work all things out with the schedule. Work all things out. Lord, you said all things work together for the good of them that love you, for those that are called according to your purpose. And we know that we're called according to your purpose. And work in us the will and the do, Father God. Sometimes we have the do and we don't have the will, or we have the will and we don't have the do. But we're humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that in due time you might exalt us. I thank you for giving me an appetite for your word and putting your word in me. And I'm just asking you continue to bless the children, all the hearers that call in, that will call in, and those also that will just download the video at other times. We're thanking and praising you right now for divine connection, because we are being connected to the power source, and we're thanking you. Asking you right now to remember the children. You said, suffer the little children to come unto you and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Lord, as I was looking at some videos, and I saw a young lady, so sad, don't know why she hung herself. I don't know why more than that Facebook keeps on putting out these things and allowing these things to be seen on our Facebook. But we're praying for them. We're praying also, Lord, for the children and for the families of those that were abused up there. This little girl, just a 14, I believe, and then the little boy that was beaten, kicked all over on Facebook. I don't know why his mother did that. They said, son, but she didn't get her child support. But touch that woman's mind and bring her under Holy Ghost arrest. We pray this. We ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Because, Lord, people need you. They don't realize they need you, but they need you. People need the Lord. It's time for them to come on out and be separate, you said. And I'll be a God to you, and you will be my people. So we're asking you that tonight, asking you to guard the city, watch over the city, watch over the police officers, allow them to do their job. Lord, you said, for all rulers are not a source of terror for them that do right, but for those that don't, they don't bear the sword in vain. We also pray for the fathers and husbands. We pray for the fathers that have to go out every day and that have to work. Strengthen and encourage, uphold them, keep them, God, with your almighty powerful hand. Lord, you said that you call forth men of valor. And we know that you have men of valor out there in the highways and byways. And we're praying also for those that are backslidden and those that have fallen astray. We pray that you call them back. You said, backslider, I'm married to you. You're well able to do that, Lord, which is far more above exceedingly that which we ask, think, do, or say. And you said it's according to the power that worketh in us. I ask you to continue to touch in my housing. It's sometimes not easy to pay rent, and you're not there, but I paid it out of obedience and just doing what I need to do. And I'm asking you about your will, about what to do concerning that situation totally. I have gone back to get my mail and check my house when you inspected, but I didn't stay there. And I'm asking you what to do about that, if I should just go back or if I should just continue to look for something. And I'm asking you to just guide me, and I'm asking you to give me favor, because I'm really seeking your face on this. I need to know what to do. You said, how long heart ye between two opinions? So I need your help in this matter. I'm seeking your face, and I ask all these things in the name of your Son, Christ, and for your name's sake, grant it. Thank God, amen, and amen.
Praise the mighty name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We're going to prepare ourselves now to take some prayer requests. I want to share this scripture in Jeremiah 9:23-24. Thus said the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understand and know me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We're going to prepare now to take your prayer request. I'm going to open the line. Sister already shared some things and prayed already about some things. Have requests already out there. So open it. Else have.
Well, I just wanted to ask continued prayer for my family, Prophetess, my granddaughter in Atlanta, my son and my two daughters and my grandchildren, and just ask and continue to pray for the families, just for families. I was praying and seeing so much going on with families on the internet and just out in the neighborhoods. That God just align the families to come back to him, and they begin to realize and recognize the need to pray for their families.
Okay, praise the Lord. We accept that request and other families. All right. Any other prayer requests before we get started? The other prayer requests?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm just asking for prayer for my marriage and also for my.
Someone in the background with speaking to their family with the line open. We're trying to take a prayer request. Young lady on the line, you said pray for your marriage. I didn't hear the rest of that.
Yes, I'm asking for prayer for my marriage and for my relationship with God to just grow even stronger.
Okay, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Well, if there another, we'll take that, and if not, then we'll go ahead and take the pray for the requests that are already out there. Is there anyone else before we start praying? Someone else?
When y'all was coming around up here. The spirit of Caroline's saying, it's my old.
Okay, I'm going to have to balance the line so I can pray because someone has line with not realized interference in the background.
But I saw her 2-3 weeks ago, and she had cancer.
Praise God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come before you tonight, we bless you and honor you for You are worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. So we cast all these cares and concerns to you tonight for these requests. And we pray, glory to God, for Sister Cheryl's family. God, as she said, for her children and grandchildren. You know everything that's going on in their lives. We pray for unity. We pray for healing. We pray individually for those things that might be on each one's mind and even for any attacks of the enemy or anything that the enemy is distorting to try to keep any of them from really living a life or coming closer to you. We're praying, God, for her. We're praying for those things that she's already put on the altar and believing, God, for her direction, that you're going to do that for her in the name of Jesus. We pray for those other families, like she's already said, and many of us do know that there are so many chaotic things that are going on in families where the enemy is coming in to divide homes and causing confusion or causing problems in marriages or causing children against their parents and parents against their children. Situations that are coming because of financial situations, other things that are loss of home or loss of vehicles or things over to God or lost their jobs or need a promotion or need more funds. Whatever he's doing, go out to distort and try to tear families down or split them up or tear them up. We're coming against him now and binding him up, every satanic force of the enemy that's bringing about division and bringing about confusion and even some of those that are bringing harm one to another in the name of Jesus, even that spirit of murder that's going to come up in homes. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying against the demonic forces of the devil that's causing all of these things going on and causing people not to recognize that it's the hand of the enemy. And some even going on in some of the bodies of Christ, which we do know that they do know, but sometimes the stress and not being in a place in God, opening doors for other things to happen, and then some things beyond their control. Whatever it may be, you're still, glory to God, the God of all flesh, and you're still a God that still heals, delivers, and sets free, and glory to God, marriage is, glory to God, ordained of you and families. Father, we pray for the other young lady that's gone through some things, God, in her marriage. You know every situation, what's going on with her, what's going on with him. You know every hair on their head. They're numbered, and even what hair that fell out in whatever year or whatever time. So, God, you know what is happening in each one. God, I pray for a healing. I pray for deliverance. I pray, glory to God, that you're working out. You know what's the best thing that is needed in for each one, whether it's communication or whether it's something where one is communicating and one is not, or whether it's understanding. A misunderstanding, whether it's some hurt or whether it's been some abuse or whether it's been some other stuff that's going on or whether just the enemy is just keeping chaos or confusion. God, we're just praying for a stronger walk with her and pray that he's having, glory to God, whatever issues that he'll have a closer walk with you. And if it's one of the ones that one don't have that knowledge of Christ, we still believe in you for salvation and deliverance. You know what is needed. Go out to bring everything in line. Touch the heart of them individually and collectively. We're praying for the power of prayer. No matter what it looks like, sound like, through praying and believing by faith and not walking by sight, not looking at what's going on, not to be responding to everything that the enemy is doing. Pray for her strength, God. She's making this request, so give her strength to be able to stand so she will not go out, succumb to the tricks of the enemy and the provoking and the agitation that he'll try to bring in the midst. And even if he's trying to provoke her or she has been provoked or he's been provoked, glory to God, to say some things or do some things, glory to God, that's contrary through hurt or pain or disappointment. You are the God, hallelujah, of our salvation, the author and the finish of our faith. You said now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. When we pray, believe what we're praying for, that we're going to receive it, but have the faith and the patience to wait on the move of God and not to be moved by what the enemy is saying, not to speak contrary. You said life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we're speaking glory to God, and we're speaking over that life and speak glory to God what you desire to be, not to prophesy what the pain and what's going on and allow the enemy to come in and take that and snare, glory to God, them in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, for you to bless, glory to God, in that relationship. And whatever else, glory to God, that's out there that the enemy is using, even if it's some pain from past time or some things, glory to God, individually that was brought into the marriage of pain, of disappointment in situations or circumstances or home, glory to God, or even from childhood, we believe in you no matter what he's, the enemy is so slick, always trying to do something else to bring harm, bring pain. We're asking you, Lord God, to minister and to move and encourage her. Find out, glory to God, what the word is saying. Find, glory to God, the promises of the Lord and get, glory to God, the courage from the Lord to continue to stand and to hold fast and to move forward, glory to God, regardless of what it seems. Now, so I pray for her joy. I pray for her peace to return back into her. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. And Philippians 4 says, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. always in the Lord, and say glory to God for not to be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication make our requests known unto him. And then he said he'll give us that peace that passes all understanding. When it looked like there's no way out or no way peace could be in this, the peace of God, that's that peace that passes all understanding. Then he told us how to think of those things that are noble and true and just and of a good report, glory to God, and being and lovely. And if there be any praise, glory to God, think on these things. God, we're praying you bless her for to have the mind of Christ. And regardless of what is going on now, let her decree and declare what thus said the Lord, not what she's going through, but what the Lord says. And I pray that she remember that she's fearfully, wonderfully made in him. And if there's anything that said, say forgive, that can eat the whole thing up if we don't forgive. So show her, even through any pain or disappointment of him too, any break, glory to God, for them to forgive one another and forgive each other and forgive themselves so they can move forward. So asking you, Lord God, let thy will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Amen, 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 amen. Father, we do thank you again for the prayer warriors, and we're praying that you would just bless and minister and move, and for those that weren't able to come online tonight, and even for those guests that are on, glory to God, that haven't spoken or said anything, you know the needs in their lives. You know what's needed in their homes. You know what is needed in their ministry. You know what is needed, glory to God, in whatever capacity in their lives, that you would minister, that you would move, and they will keep the faith, and they'll not lean to their own understanding, but the trust and the faith will be in the Lord. Pray that you turn some things around in favor on their behalf as well. We give you all the glory and all the praise. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. We bless you, Lord. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we pray for also the Sister Mary, one of the evangelists, glory to God, eldest brother, for a situation where she's supposed to have an operation and the adversary is fighting and giving the doctors, glory to God, not giving the doctors, through the doctors, they're dragging their feet, so that way they will not allow them, God, to continue to play cat and mouse concerning the things that she needs so that way she can have this operation on her hip. Give her strength, glory to God, through the pain and agony and the disappointment or the setback in the name of Jesus. You are a healer and a deliverer, but God, you allow her to go through this process. We believe in that she keep the faith and give her the strength to return her joy and her peace that the enemy's fighting her with this case in the name of Jesus. And the case concerning, glory to God, that it will work out too as well, that this will be this year and this time that finally their case, glory to God, will be won in the name of Jesus. But most of all right now, we want relief of the pain. We pray, glory to God, for Mother Freeman. Pray for Mother Alexander. Pray for her. Pray for Mother Willette, as well as Mother Smalls. God bless those ladies and strengthen them and encourage them and help them too. And bless, glory to God, those that are going through in their bodies right now. And some of those things that are happening, pray for Mother Willette's son. God, bring total deliverance to him. God, we pray for a good doctor that's going to be right on the case, and he'll be able to reveal unto him what is going on with this young man in the name of Jesus, so he can get the healing that he needs without having all these setbacks in the name of Jesus. We just bless you, even though those people going through these storms and these tornadoes. God, we are praying for God, you to touch those families and bring deliverance and bring healing for those that are lost lives, and even for those that are struggling now that have lost their homes, and those that are in the flood, and some of those children that were swept away in the cars and different things that didn't happen. God bless, bring a healing, bring deliverance, touch right now. And even for those storms and tornadoes and glory to God, different going across the land in different areas, God, we pray, God, against that spirit of destruction, all glory to God, and lives lost. And even for our own cities, God, I pray for a blood covered in shield, but we bind up whatever things that to be, glory to God, to turn back, or glory to God, just cause it, glory to God, disseminate, or whatever. We just believe in you for deliverance and blood covering, and we are praying, glory to God, that thy will be done. We are praying that, most of all, that we are our lives and we lined up with your word, and we're doing what you require of us, and we're not allowing the enemy to bring fear and torment, of not only for storms or ices or whatever's going on in the government through all the stuff that the enemy is doing in the streets, or all the killing and murders and all the stuff that is happening. We plead the blood to help us to pray like we never prayed before. Help us to submit and be obedient like we never have before. Help us to stand firm on the word like never before in the name of Jesus for a change and glory to God for deliverance For our country as well, God, and for our president, for some wisdom, and God, for if he'll allow godly wisdom to come, as well as if some sound or good wisdom, glory, to come, so the decisions won't be made, glory to God, out of feelings and fleshes, the emotions, and whatever. We're praying, glory to God, against the forces of the enemy that's trying to pull us over into a realm that's be more destruction. God, I pray, glory to God, that you will keep us and protect us. Pray for Israel. In the name of Jesus, we love you today. We're praying, glory to God, for those various situations that we don't have no control over. We just got to pray and trust you that you keep us. Pray for our families and keep us and protect us. Pray for blood covering and pray a shield over, glory to God, as our children, our grandchildren, our CC go out to the various places and schools and work and whatever. Keep them, God. Protect them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Bless the Lord. So this concludes, glory to God, our prayer for tonight, and pray God continue to bless and protect you all and shield y'all and pray. Have a wonderful week and continue to seek out faith of God and trust him and hold on to the promises of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So until next time, praise God, keep praying one for another, keep trusting and seeking the Lord and finding out, God, where anywhere that I've been in error, anywhere I'm not fully committed or submitted to you, any error, glory to God, of unforgiveness, search out ourselves so we won't be in a place and we're praying for others. Like Paul said, I don't want to be preaching to others and myself be a castaway. We want to make sure that we're effective in what we're doing and not infection. And whatever we're doing, that it'll be to the glory of God and that our life is lining up and being a covenant keeper, not a covenant breaker, so we can be able to be that tree that others will pull the fruit off and they can see Christ and see his the fruit, glory to God, of who he really is through our lives in the name of Jesus. So I pray God's blessing upon you, strength and encouragement, even through this challenging time. God still will give us that joy and that peace and that power to be able to be that overcomer, triumphant, and victorious. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Hallelujah. Shalom. Glory to God. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.